We head out to Carson Sports Grill for tonight's Bearcat Coaches Show.
Good evening and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, in particular softball and also basketball on the men's side as the men's basketball team gets set to head north to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as they'll be competing in the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament this upcoming weekend. And the women's softball team off to a great start. We'll be talking with Ryan Anderson, the head coach of the Northwest softball team, as well as a couple players off of his roster, an infielder Rebecca Maurer and a catcher Jessica Rai. And we'll talk with Northwest Athletic Director Mel Churchman. And on the basketball side, of course, the head coach of the Bearcat men, Ben McCullum, and a player off of his team in the starting center, Brett Doherty. That's all coming up on our program this evening. And Matt Gorder, it's been a great week, not only for the men's basketball team, but you look at the spring sports, they're all off to a great start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look over the weekend, of course, with the MIAA Tournament Championship to go along with the regular season championship for men's basketball. Huge. You know, that hasn't been done where an outright regular season MIAA champion has won the tournament since 2003-2004. So it's been a while since that has happened. And, you know, for the Bearcats to win the tournament for the first time since 2008, a very exciting weekend, three straight wins in three straight days, and seemed like the crowd just got bigger and bigger each day, which you would kind of expect as people are more available on Saturday and Sunday to get out to those games. But what a great weekend. And then you look at baseball, basically three outs away from a sweep over the weekend. They lost that Friday game in a bottom of the ninth rally by Lindenwood, but then bounced back to take the next two games. And, you know, softball getting all but one of their first four conference games, those home games, getting a couple more wins on Tuesday as well. Tremendous start. They got a five-inning perfect game this weekend as well. So, yeah, just a tremendous start for the spring sports, and hopefully we've got more winter sports to go.
Well, the Bearcat baseball team for a number of games have had some walk-off wins, and I guess the softball team yesterday decided they wanted to get in on the action as well with a couple of walk-off wins on that
side. Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe for the coaches it's a little more nerve-wracking, but in the end it's a lot more fun to do it that way. But, yeah, you know, getting wins is always huge, but I don't know, there's just something about wins in the last second or walk-off wins and things like that that just makes sports even that much more exciting.
And, of course, this weekend the Northwest men's basketball team travels to Sioux Falls. They open up with Ouachita Baptist on a Saturday afternoon. And, again, it's another trip up to Sioux Falls. We were up there a year ago for the Central Region, and we know that the facilities are great, and it's really a nice drive to get up there. So Bearcat fans shouldn't be too worried about hitting the road, a straight trip up 29 to Sioux Falls, and see some good basketball this weekend.
Yeah, it's a better drive than several MIAA conference games, so that's kind of neat. And like you said, the Pentagon up there is just a tremendous facility. They've got an NBA D-League team that plays in that facility, so they've got, you know, it's just a great area. They've got a ton of arenas up there, so you got to make sure you go to the Pentagon.
That's right.
Because you can go to the wrong place for sure, because they've got so many arenas. But, yeah, it should be a great weekend. You know, Ouachita Baptist, we're learning more and more about. I think they've got a little bit more of a traditional inside game, traditional post-up type player that they really work their offense through. So it ought to be an interesting game on Saturday afternoon.
And again, we'll have all the coverage for you this weekend on KXCV KRNW. Reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll talk with the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman, as we just kind of went over some of the positives going on with the athletic department. We'll talk more with Mel about that and much more coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at nvb.com. or at any of their eight locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder, and we're joined now by the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Mel, as we were talking a bit earlier before you came up here, it's been a good... End of the winter season and start of the spring season for athletics at Northwest.
Really has, John. We're really proud of what our teams are doing. Obviously, you know, basketball, men's basketball is having a great year, and we're just really proud of what they did, the way they dominated a very tough conference in the regular season, and then to come back and win the tournament as well. I think that just says so much, and of course, we're excited about the regional this week. Baseball, I heard you mention there, they're off to a really good start. I think it's interesting. We're leading the MIAA in pitching and in defense. And so, if our hitting comes around, I think we're really going to be good. But, to go 2-1 in both series, against two of the at least middle of the pack teams, and one on the road with Lindenwood, I thought that was really good. Softball's off to a great start. I think we're 15-3 now, and both wins yesterday, kind of dramatic wins, and that makes it a lot of fun. And they've got a big weekend ahead of them at Southwest Baptist in Central Missouri. And Rosie's tennis is off to a great start, and Saturday they're supposed to play at home against Lindenwood. If the weather's not good, they'll play that at St. Joe. So, if you're not going to Sioux Falls and you want to have some type of athletic Saturday, follow the tennis team. And so, and track, we got Chloe Wickman in the national track meet in two different events. She's in the long jump and then the multi-event, the pentathlon on Saturday. So, a lot going on.
It's, I don't want to say rare, but it's got to be neat to have crossover first of sports, but then to have the newest sports having a great start and then seeing postseason activity from the winter sports or the ones wrapping up their season. It doesn't happen that way all that often.
No, it really doesn't. And we haven't the last number of years, we haven't got off this kind of a start in the spring, baseball and softball. And I think, our teams are better. There's no doubt about that. The weather's cooperated, so they could get outside some this year before they start playing. And all of that combined, I think, has really helped us. And, I think what it does is it shows what our programs can be. I'm going to put in a plug here. If we get that indoor facility built, teams like baseball and softball, they're going to have that opportunity to be ready to go when they can get outdoors and start playing, and it'll make a lot of difference for us.
Well, you talked about the indoor facility. Where is that right now as far as the background work on this?
Well, we're doing a lot of work on it. We've made a lot of progress. I think we're at a point where, in the next 6 months or so, you're going to hear a lot more about where we're at. We're in what we call the quiet phase right now, and trying to get some major gifts wrapped up, and after we get that, things will start to happen. So I feel real optimistic about it. Obviously, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle that you have to put together when you have a project like that, and You know, it, so it's exciting. It's an exciting time for Northwest.
When you talk about behind-the-scenes work, we've talked about the sports that are active right now, but all the other sports seem to be working on something as well, whether it be signing athletes recently, got football in spring practice. There's a lot of sports that aren't in season that are getting ready for those next seasons.
Well, they are. You know, I just was out at spring practice. I think this is practice number 4. They were in full pads today and getting after it pretty good. It's a lot of fun to see. And, of course, the weather's perfect, so that makes it real enjoyable. And soccer's been working out. You know, they're having their spring workouts and they've been in their winter weight program. Golf is going to start. They have their first tournament this coming Monday and Tuesday at St. Joe. And so, you know, we just got a lot of things going on. Volleyball's working out, and they've had some good signings. And so soccer had, I think soccer signed 6 or 7, and they're real excited about that. So, yeah, it just keeps on going. College athletics is really it's a year-round deal. You don't it's not like high school where you switch or where you sit out for a little while. It's a continuous thing.
From your standpoint as athletic director, how much fun is it for you to just kind of walk from a site to site and see all the positive things that are going on to each of these programs as they work out and go through their seasons as they go through, whether it's off season or in season?
John, that's the most important, the most enjoyable part of my job, especially when we see, when we're off to a start like we are today, this year, you know, with our spring sports, and to see them have that opportunity to be successful and to continue to be successful, and to see us up toward the top of the MIAA in those sports at this point, I think is really good, and we're just we want to continue to build on that.
Does success kind of, I guess when you look at the athletic department as a whole, if you've got a few teams having success, does it kind of build and spill over into other activities? Because we're talking about a lot of different sports having different successes, and it just seems like it's growing and growing and growing.
Well, that's our goal. We've had some sports that have been traditionally successful and some that have been kind of up and down. And, my goal is, I've said it many times, my goal is to do whatever we can as an athletic department to help our coaches be successful. We want to be in the top half of the MIAA in every sport, and we're making progress towards that, and that's where we're at. And it's very satisfying to see, because we've got great kids and they all work hard, and we just want to see them enjoy the aspect of winning. So we're getting there.
As far as the men's basketball team, again, they travel south to Sioux Falls this weekend for the Central Regional. I know earlier this week at the media luncheon you talked about it's a great weekend to go to South Dakota.
Well, it is. You know, being a native of South Dakota, this is my chance to plug it at. It was a great experience last year, John. You guys were there. And, I don't know. We were just talking with Brett up there. I don't know of a better venue for Division II basketball than the Pentagon. I mean, it's just perfect. And, I think it really brought out the best in every one of those teams last year. That it's a chance. It feels like a championship, and so they do a great job of hosting. Augustana was a great host last year, and they're very well organized. So it'll be fun again, and a lot of great teams in the region, and I just hope that a lot of our fans can make it north. It's about 4 hours, a good 4-hour drive. You get to Sioux City and get into South Dakota. I think the speed limit's 80, so you can make up a little time there on the interstate and get up there and enjoy some really good basketball.
You know, we saw good crowds up there last year from Bearcat fans, and hopefully that grows this year.
Well, we did. We had. I felt like we had really good crowds, and the thing that is going to be a little different this year. Last year we were in the same bracket as Augustana, so those first two games, the Saturday game and the Sunday game. There were more people in the arena because on Saturday Augustana played, I think, right after we did, or right before we did, and then of course on Sunday we played them. So we're going to have a little better, we're going to have a little more room in that arena for our games because we're in the opposite bracket. And I just, like I said, I really encourage our fans to come out. It's supposed to be nice weather. I think most of the snow is gone in Sioux Falls now, so if they like snow, they can see some, but they won't have to put up with it in any way. And just be a great experience. And Sioux Falls is really a neat city. I think it's really it's easily accessible. As far as you can be anywhere and get to the Pentagon in about 15 minutes at the most, and it's easy to get around and just a lot of fun.
Is there anything that fans need to keep in mind as they go up there for this weekend?
Well, I think, number one, John, tickets are going to be easily available. That place, because of where we're at in the bracket, it's not going to sell out at least the first two games. And so, all we're worried about right now is the first game. We got to get that in, and there will be tickets available. We have 150 seats reserved right behind our bench, just like we did last year. We'll have exchange tickets, basically kind of the same as we do at Municipal for the conference tournament. You buy your tickets, and then we direct them into those seats right behind the bench, and hopefully we'll have a lot more than 150 people there. I think we will. I know we did last year, and you can buy tickets online, but there's really no need to that. You can go right up to the ticket window and buy them, and buy them for each session.
All right. Well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us, and it looks like it's going to be a fun weekend for not only basketball but all the sports coming up here.
We got a lot to look forward to. Thanks, John.
All right. That's Mel Church, my athletic director at Northwest Missouri State. Has a busy week coming up on campus as well as North as well. And when we come back, we'll turn our attention to softball as the Northwest softball team off to a great start as they're coming off a doubleheader sweep yesterday over William Jewell in 15-3 right now on the season. We'll come back and talk softball right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. As John mentioned, we turn our attention to softball as the Northwest Missouri State softball team off to a great start this year, and joining us is head coach Ryan Anderson. Coach, I know we've talked a lot with both you and Coach Lowe over the years about how tough it is to have good starts when, you've got cold weather to deal with, can't get outside all the time. Is there anything you can put your finger on to why this year has been such a great start for the team?
It's definitely been a different year. We were able to get outside in January and February. It sure helps us catch up to those southern teams that we play early.
What are the biggest things, biggest differences, I guess, in being able to practice outside, say, in those seasons where you have to be down in the basement, hidden in the cages? What's the biggest thing that the team benefits from being able to get outside?
I just think the full size of the field. Whether we get the practice on the football turf or even our softball field, you can't duplicate that inside. When you get stuck inside, outfielders can't get balls. The regular distance for the bases is different, so infielders aren't making correct throws. it's just nice to be able to play on a full-size field.
Talk a little bit about the makeup of this year's team. It seems like you've gotten good play out of both the pitching and the defense and had some pretty good offense. So what's been the makeup of this year's team that's helped with the success?
We didn't really lose much from last year. We lost one big hitter, and we lost a couple pitchers from last year. One of those pitchers was hurt a majority of the year. So, you know, we have really the whole team back. We got a ton of experience out of our young players last year, and they're just carrying it over into this year.
Obviously, you got a good start to conference play last weekend with a couple of conference series, three wins in those two series. But what's been what's the conference look like this year in terms of who are going to be some of the stronger teams?
Well, I think Central Oklahoma was picked to win it, and I think they're still going to bounce back and look good. Missouri Western's always going to be tough. Central Missouri finds a way. You know, there's teams out there that you expect to be up there just because the school they're at and the facilities they have. So, you know, we got to take care of ourselves and play our game.
Those tournaments you played in before opening conference play and the home schedule and all that, those opportunities to get a lot of games in kind of a short span, how important is that, and what benefits does that have for the team getting all those games in a short period of time?
Well, last year, I think the first weekend we had two games canceled. The following weekend was canceled. The weekend after that, I think half the tournament was canceled. We had 10 or 12 games canceled in our first 6 weeks, and so it was tough to just get on track. Once we finally got to play in our conference season, we started to progress and look good. So it was nice to get out right away, play games, and be able to keep playing games. You know, hopefully we can keep carrying this on into conference and throughout.
Seems like now you guys are into kind of a good routine, weekend series. You mix in some Tuesday non-conference here and there. Is it important to have kind of some consistency in terms of the schedule and how everything plays out?
Oh, you hope so. But then you have the weekday games that really you just need to rest people, and you're going to have some bumps and bruises. So these next 10 days, we have some big games coming up. You know, this weekend we have, you know, four conference games, but the following week we're supposed to play on doubleheader Tuesday. And then on the weekend we have six regional games that they're all big games. You know, I think four of the teams are ranked, and you know, it's a big 10-day stretch for us. So if we can get through that relatively healthy, it's going to benefit us.
You guys had a special moment over the weekend with that perfect game from Sarah Baldwin. And while obviously the pitcher's got to play well, perfect games, you're talking about a total team effort. How much more special is a perfect game aside from maybe just a no-hitter, which is pretty good in and of itself?
Well, I think a lot of us knew it was coming. You know, luckily we had the 8-run rule after 5, so it came a little earlier than expected. So, but she was throwing well. She was on. She was hitting all of her spots, and you know, the defensive made plays, and Sarah even made some plays to help herself out. So, you know, it was a good day for her.
Well, Coach, good start so far. Good luck through the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That is softball coach Ryan Anderson. Again, the Northwest Missouri State softball team off to a tremendous start, and we're going to talk to a couple of players from Coach Anderson's team when we come back. We'll do it right after this timeout. We're at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV. KRNW is a couple of players from the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Join us, a couple of sophomores, shortstop Rebecca Maher and catcher Jessica Rai, as these two are part of a great start for this Northwest Missouri State softball team. And I guess, ladies, and let's go ahead and start with you, Jessica. What have you felt has been, I don't want to say different, but been better about the start of this year over what you saw, say, even a year ago?
Well, we have a lot of returners last year. Like, yeah, we lost a great hitter and two phenomenal pitchers, but we have a lot of returners, and I think it's nice because we were kind of a younger team last year, and so now we have, like, a year underneath our belt to, like, really perform well, and I think that's helped us a lot.
And, Rebecca, as Coach talked about, you guys got outside a lot more early on. How important was that in terms of being able to hit the ball and feel comfortable offensively early?
That's huge, just because we're able to hit live outside so we could see our own pitchers and deal with the natural elements and such. And playing on our field really gives us a one-up, because normally we go in behind and all the southern teams have already played a weekend, but we were right up with them for a good competition.
And what about the opportunity to play all those games early on, those first few tournament weekends that you got a lot of softball in? How important is that to being ready for conference play that you started last weekend?
It helps immensely, just because we have six incoming freshmen right now, and they're able to get that first weekend jitters out two, 3 weekends before we start conference, and it really helps us compete with the other conference teams who, like Oklahoma and Fort Hays, have been playing for 2 or 3 weeks ahead of us normally.
Jessica, we talked with Coach about the perfect game the other day as a catcher. Take us through that. What's it like for the catcher going through that? We know pitchers are, you know, they have their routines, don't want to talk to anybody, that sort of thing. But as the catcher, what was it like catching a perfect game?
Catching, it takes a lot of, like, mental game. And so, like, I'm thinking about, like, what the hitters can hit and, like, what, like, because Sarah, like, what her pitch is, like, what, how she felt confident and what she was doing. And, like, with Sarah, she gets very mental sometimes. And so it's just nice to, like, keep, like, pushing her through it and everything. And but it was, like, great. I didn't even really realize it was going to be a perfect game at all. Like, that wasn't in my mindset at all. I was just trying to get through it. And, like, so I think that's, it's phenomenal to have her be able to do that.
And we were talking about how that's much more of a team effort when you talk about the perfect game. And now, Rebecca, were you the same way? Did you not really know it was
you
that
way?
You
try not to think about it at all. You're out there just trying to not make an error or let the ball go. But, I mean, it's just a normal game for us. And we had some phenomenal defensive plays along with Sarah pitching a great game. So.
And it's kind of the same way when you look at one of the two games against Central Oklahoma. You guys won. They're a 12th ranked team in the country. Is it kind of the same approach where you just can't think necessarily about the big picture? You just go in and play the game?
Yeah, it's just another game that we play against another team, and anyone can beat anyone on any given day. So we really showed up for the first game and the second game. It was a very good competitive team.
And, Jessica, talk about kind of the goals for the team through the rest of the season. I mean, you guys have had a good start, but it's pretty early in the season, a lot of conference play to go. What are some of the goals that the team has for this year?
I mean, this year, like, we are – I have high expectations for this year because, like, as we said before, like, a lot of us have the year underneath us, and so we're just going to keep building off of each game. And I think we're mainly just trying to go game by game, pitch by pitch, like, not overthink a team, not overlook anyone, because, like Rebecca just said, like, any team could win, and we expect to be that team.
Well, guys, good start so far, and good luck through the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
That is shortstop Rebecca Maher and catcher Jessica Rai from the Northwest Missouri State softball team. And when we come back, we're going to turn our attention to Northwest men's basketball. They've got the regional tournament coming up this weekend. We'll do it right after this timeout on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Time to turn our attention now to men's basketball as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball season continues on this weekend in the Central Regional in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Joined now by Brett Doherty, the center for the Northwest men's basketball team. And, Brett, before we talk about this upcoming weekend, let's just go back to last weekend, winning the MIAA postseason tournament down in Kansas City. And just talk about that experience and what that was like for you.
It was really exciting. It's something that we haven't done for a while. So we really wanted to do it, of course. But we had a lot of energy going into it, and we kind of got on a roll. And we played well. It was fun.
And really, when you look at the brackets, they opened up with the number 9 seed, and that really wasn't any type of gift with Lindenwood coming in. And they were probably one of the toughest seeds that, or matchups that you had this year.
No, any time you start off a tournament, the first game's always pretty tough because a lot of teams look past it. But we knew Lindenwood was going to be tough. They got a player that we've had some trouble with in the past, but... But we got through it, so it was fun.
And then after that, a couple more wins, winning in the semifinals on Saturday. Of course, the championship matchup with Nebraska Kearney on Sunday. And just talk about the atmosphere as well with the fan support you had. And it really is kind of like Bearcat Arena South down there with the amount of fans over there and cheering you guys on.
Yeah, we got a lot of support, so that was great. We had the best crowd there of anyone. So it kind of was like a home game, it felt like, anyways.
And let's just talk about you overall this season. And one of the things that I mentioned in several of the broadcasts is it just seems like game to game to game, Northwest wins the tip. And just talk about your secrets for helping Northwest win the tip to start the games.
I don't know if there's a secret. I just try to get up there and get before they do. No secret.
Have we lost? I don't think we lost more than one or two tips all season. Really.
I know. I'm pretty sure I've lost one at least. I don't really remember though which ones.
And as far as this season coming in as a starter, and just talk about your role on this team and how maybe it has changed a little bit from last year when you got a lot of playing time. But just kind of talk about this season for you.
I just try to do what's asked of me. Just play my role and. Night to night, I know what that is, and contribute the best that I can.
And again, you're going up against some really tough post players around the conference. Seems like you're able to hold your own with all those.
Yeah, just try to stay in front of people and hold my own. You know, we do a good job of digging on post players when they get in, put it on the ground. And so the guards helped me out as well.
That's one thing with this team with defense. It truly is a team defense the way you guys are able to shut down opponents. And what goes into the type of defense you guys play and making sure that everybody is on the same page of what you're doing defensively?
It's a lot of practice. I mean, leading up to games, we prepare really well for teams. Our coaches do a good job of letting us know what to expect from each team we're going to play, and we've gotten better throughout the season at team defense. At times we play a little one-on-one defense, but it's gotten better.
And how has this season been different for you than last season? Each year I know every team has a little bit different type of chemistry out there, but just talk a little bit about the difference between this year and last year overall.
Oh, it's pretty similar for me. We have a lot of the same players that came back. Obviously, you don't have the same senior leaders that we had last year. But we figured that out throughout the year, what the leadership roles are on the team. But I've enjoyed this year. It's been fun.
Winning the conference by 5 games, that's quite an accomplishment as well, just during the regular season, be able to not only win the conference, but the way you dominated from really the first part of January on.
Yeah, that's something that we really wanted to do, is win it outright like we did last year. Because it's really not the same when you share it, but doing it the way we did when no one was really close, that's pretty special.
At what point did you feel like this could really be a special season for you?
We got on a roll the second half of the season. I feel like each year that I've been here, we get better throughout the year, which you should. But I can't think of a specific time, but I feel like we really just got on a roll down the stretch, and you expect to win every game, and that's what we were doing.
Now this weekend you head back up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where you had some success last year, making our way to the championship game at the Central Regional. How much of a comfort level is it that you're going back to an area, court that you played on before, kind of know the community and know exactly how things will go this year? Is that a help right now as you've been preparing for this weekend?
Feeling comfortable for it is going to be a huge advantage. I mean, even though we're not hosting it, like you said, we've been there. We were there last year, and we played 3 games in the gym already, and we played pretty well. So I think we're feeling pretty confident going into it.
Now, as far as you personally, when you look at the matchups this weekend, it looks like you've got a huge task ahead of you with Ouachita Baptist, and it seems like their strength is their inside game. Just talk a little bit about the scouting report and what you're looking for this weekend.
Yeah, they got a big guy inside. He's 6'6", 6'7", 280, so he's got a little weight on me. But I'll just try to do my job, stay in front of him, and when he puts it on the ground, we're going to try to help with our guards, or have the guards help me as much as they can. But I just got to stay in front of them. That's my main goal.
All right. And now, as far as personally, let's just talk a little bit about your background coming to Northwest from Omaha. And when you were being recruited to play at Northwest, what were some of the things that really stood out that made you want to be a Bearcat?
The coaches. I really like the coaches. I was familiar with the school because my dad went here. He graduated from here as a teacher. And the culture, I heard a lot of good things from my AAU coaches about it.
I know they like the program, and really the athletic department and the university as a whole likes to think of it as a big family. And really, from your standpoint, it really is kind of a family affair. You've got your little brother Tyler is coming in as a redshirt. And what's that mean to have someone you've grown up with right now be a part of things?
It's great. Me and my brother get along really well, and we played together in high school. So I was really excited this year to have him come and join us, and he's been great cheering us on. He's been a red shirt, and so he's been working his butt off and doing his job.
All right, and helping you get better as well, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about academics. What are some of the things you're studying right now?
I'm a biopsych major. I hope to get into PT school after I graduate here. So,
all right. Well, thanks a lot for being with us. And, Brett, we'll be watching you closely this weekend, and look for good things this weekend for you.
Yep. Thank you.
Brett Doherty with us at the Center for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. When we come back, we will continue to talk basketball, as we will be joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. Or at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we continue to talk basketball. And joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, what a great weekend this past weekend down in Kansas City with the MIAA tournament title.
Yeah, that's such a fun tournament, such a great venue to compete in, and then to be able to win and continue to win throughout. I think it's really fun for Northwest fans. I think it's fun for everybody except for the head coach. I think, you know, the assistants, they get to enjoy it. They get to hang out with people. The fans get to enjoy it, hang out. My family gets to enjoy it and do some things. But I've got to sit there and scout and, you know, and my managers. My managers probably struggled a little bit where they had to do quite a bit of stuff and do laundry every day and stuff like that. So, you know, fun for everybody but me and the managers.
When you talk about doing laundry every day, you're being at the top of the bracket. You're wearing the white jerseys or uniforms each game, so you had the same uniforms every game there.
Yeah, and if you know me, we actually had our grays, which, you know, technically could be the whites. And we have a new manager, and he does an excellent job, but every time he'd ask me and say, hey, do you want to wear the grays? And I'm sitting there, did we win last game or not? And he said, yeah, well. I said, okay, well, let's wear the same jerseys. Let's just stick with those that won, and because it's the jerseys that make you win. It's not the players. I don't know where I'm going with that.
It's not superstition, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's based on fact.
Absolutely. No, we got it, and hopefully up there we get to wear our whites, and you know, obviously, if we're fortunate enough to make the championship, we'll wear our blacks. But well, assuming Augustana wins, but. It should be a fun trip.
And let's talk about the weekend as far as the games themselves. The opening up with really probably one of the toughest draws, even though it's a number 9 seed coming in with Lindenwood. They were a team that really gave Northwest some problems this year, losing in St. Charles, but coming back and winning a close one in Maryville. Just talk about that first matchup and getting past Lindenwood to open up the tournament.
Yeah, I didn't say this going in, but I would have rather faced 2 through 8 or 10 through 14 than face Lindenwood in the first round. So, yeah, they were probably, well, them and Emporia State were probably the two teams that gave us the most trouble. Just, you know, they just did different things that bothered us. And, you know, Emporia didn't play to the level. They always played the level of the competition. That was their deal. It wasn't anything that they did necessarily. But Lindenwood, you know, they play fairly mistake-free. And that's the big thing that makes it difficult for us, where, you know, when teams don't make a lot of mistakes, it's hard to expose those mistakes. And so, you know, they made just enough mistakes down the stretch defensively. We were able to score. You know, I think they lost Zach late, where he had 1-3 the whole game. That was a big three. You know, Justin was able to get in the paint and get his floater. And so, you know, they made just enough mistakes, and we were fortunate enough to come away with a win.
And it's not often when a player scores 34 on you, you feel like you play good defense against him. But I thought overall in that game against Aronson that you guys really made him work for the shots he got, even though he was able to hit some. But down the stretch, he was a little bit gassed at that point, it looked like.
Well, when you score 21 points in the first 5 minutes, that tends to wear you out. No, I mean, we made it. I felt like last time he didn't score as much early. But I didn't feel like we made it difficult for him early. I felt like this time we made it difficult for him early. He just was hitting shots. It's kind of the old theory, early ripe, early rotten. He was so hot to start that it is difficult to sustain that and play that way. That's why you always say your best player, so you've got to play 35 minutes of normal basketball. You know, just team basketball, move the ball and that kind of thing and score within the flow. And then once that last 5 minute hits, now you've got to get your best player the ball in those situations to see if you can win you the game. Well, they start with that philosophy. And that's a tough road. I mean, it's just difficult to win against really good teams doing that. And you know, he found out he wore out, and we were able to play team basketball, then get it to Justin down the stretch, and he closed it out for us.
Then in the semifinal win over Fort Hays State, it was a game close to about the midway point of the first half. He went on a bit of a run at that point and kind of established the lead and really never looked back at that point and let Fort Hays State get back in the ballgame.
We had pretty good control of that game, I felt like. I just felt like we were getting where we wanted offensively. Defensively, we were really affecting what they do. You know, they had a few drives in that first half from their big guy, and then we were able to kind of hold them under check after that. And second half, you know, we just kind of pulled away. It's just a slow pull away, and that's, you know, they're a tough physical team, and we were able to do that.
Then on Sunday, the championship game, Nebraska Kearney coming in, the number two seed, and got a little bit of a run out of them toward the end, but able to build up a big enough lead that it held on and picked up the championship there.
Yeah, they really locked in defensively, Kearney did, and I think that hurt them really offensively. They don't usually compete like that defensively. I mean, they just were locked in and engaged. And what happened probably was they were so locked in, engaged, and engaged that they went to the offensive end and they were exhausted and didn't play their typical offense. And you know, credit us, we played good defense. And so it's just one of those tough MIAA games. It was a slow tempo. I know we took a couple shot clock violations and we forced them deep into the shot clock. It was a fun game to be a part of and a fun game to win.
When you talk about defense, you held a team in that game that averages almost 80 points a game down in the low 50s there.
Yeah, a lot of that's the tempo that we create. You know, where offensively we work the offense and wait for you to make a mistake. And then if you don't, we make a play down the stretch and try to get something off. And I think we got a few old boards. And then we got them to turn it over quite a bit. Got a lot of rips on drives and in the post. And that, I thought, obviously limited their opportunities to score. So we did the things we needed to do, limited their possessions. And obviously when you limit a team's possessions, you limit their scoring ability. And so that's the recipe to win in the postseason.
I know you've had a lot of success through the years and getting to the MIAA tournament. You've won some regular season titles, but the tournament titles, one you hadn't gotten until this past Sunday. Just talk about how much it means to you and the program to be able to pick up that tournament victory this weekend.
Well, it's just fun. Like I said before, it's just such a fun venue. It feels like you're in the big time. And for our kids to be able to cut down municipal auditoriums nets, I mean, that's a huge deal. And you get done. It's funny because you get done with the tournament. It's not like winning the regular season. Regular season's just so long over time and very difficult to do. I think it's a lot more difficult to win the regular season than it is the conference tournament. But you get done with that conference tournament, it's 3 days, and you're scouting every night, and you're not sleeping much, and your kids are exhausted, and you're exhausted, and then you cut down the nets and get the trophy, and it's like, okay, what do we do now? So it's exciting, but I think I'll probably enjoy it a lot more after the season.
And really time to refocus this a little bit. With the way they run the MIAA tournament, such a big deal down there and such a great atmosphere. It's almost like you've won a national title to a certain degree coming out of that tournament. Now you turn your attention toward the national tournament and time to kind of refocus up again.
Yeah, the good thing about this one is the venue. The Pentagon is a big-time venue, and so it'll have that big-time feel to it. So our guys will be ready. I mean, there's only been a handful of games this year that they haven't been totally ready to go. So I'm not concerned with that. Not concerned with any letdowns. I'm not concerned with any us being hungry. We played last week, and it wasn't win or go home. This week it is. And so I think you're going to see an even more competitive team. I think you're going to see a more aggressive team and a team that's going to lay it on the line and give it all we got and see what we can do and see if we can win that first game.
When you talk about focus, this is a team that's been able to focus in on the task at hand, again, a game at a time throughout this season. How do you maintain that focus and keep this team focused for each game?
They do a good job of that, number one. The second thing we do is we keep things very simple in practice and kind of do the same things pretty consistently and just try to have fun with it. And when you got kids that enjoy basketball and enjoy being around the game, it's pretty easy to keep them going. give them enough rest. I don't know. You just recruit tough kids, and usually they'll want to play.
It seems, too, like this team has been gradually improving each game of this season to where you're really, at this point, at least from the outside looking in, it looks like you guys are peaking at the right time.
Yeah, and that's kind of been our MO as a team. I think the difference with most teams is they'll practice hard early, get excited early, and then as it goes, it's very difficult to maintain that high level of competitiveness and your practice level and those types of things. And so, you know, we've said build that mental toughness muscle. We're a big believers in that you can build your mental toughness muscle. So all the little detail things that we do throughout the season, we continue to do that at the end of the season, and I think that pays dividends when it comes down the stretch.
Ouachita Baptist will be your first opponent, and hopefully you have three if all goes well. Let's talk about Ouachita Baptist team that coming in, winning their conference tournament down in the Great American Conference, team record-wise at 19-12. But what about this team that really appears like they're playing some pretty good basketball right now?
Yeah, I think they're 7-3 over the last 10, which is good. They won their conference tournament. If you're in a regional, you're a good team. I mean, they're a team that can definitely, can definitely pose some problems for us, can definitely beat us. They're fairly athletic. They'll sit down and guard. They'll play hard. They'll play tough. They'll play physical. Offensively, they've got a good paint attacker, and they're a big guy, and then they've got enough guards to go around, and they're pretty balanced. So it'll be a tough matchup for us, and we just need to be ready to go.
And what are some of the keys to this matchup? What are you trying to accomplish out there on Saturday?
Win. That's about it. It goes back to what we try to do every game, and that's increase our possessions through offensive rebounds, limiting the other team's offensive rebounds by getting defensive rebounds, keeping our team turnovers down at a minimum, and then being efficient offensively, taking great shots so that you have chances at those old boards. And so if we can do those things that we've done all season, I think that, it will give ourselves a chance to at least be in the ball game and win.
Like when you talk turnovers, that's something that is really special about this team, where you really don't beat yourself out there. Pretty much you win the turnover war every game, and I think that's a big key for you guys.
Yeah, and I think we lead the country in the turnover margin. Not turnover margin, but the fewest turnovers. And that's a lot of it's to our guards, and Justin in particular. And then the other part of that is our role definition. Kids don't try to do things they can't do. They're just patient enough to move the basketball. And hey, if we don't have this, let's take this. If we don't have this, let's just keep working it and see if we can get something to open up. And eventually something does. And then we just got to step up and knock it down.
When you go back to Sioux Falls, how much of, and you talked a little bit about this, being familiar with the venue, but how much will that help? And not only that, but with the entire team having an opportunity to experience things last year, being in the regional where, again, there are some things that, as far as preparing for each game, that is something they just have to experience. But how much will that help you this weekend getting ready for the first game?
I think it'll help us a lot. I think anytime you're familiar in basketball in particular, with a particular setting and backdrop, I think it helps your shooting quite a bit. I think the lighting in there is really good, where it's kind of a little bit darker, which I think favors shooters a little bit. This has the big time feel, so our kids will be ready to go. It's just, and Sioux Falls is a very nice town, and the hotel that we stay at, we're staying at the same one, and shocking, I know. it'll be fun, and our kids are ready, it's win or go home now.
Well, it's fun to play basketball this time of year, isn't it?
You know, it's fun to play basketball, but it is absolutely miserable for this week for me, just the scouting part of it and the getting ready, making sure that kids are ready. We got, grades, got to make sure you take care of their grades, and, just a lot of things going on. Then you got recruiting, and you feel like you're behind in recruiting, and then scheduling. And so it's just it's really fun for our kids, and we're very fortunate to be here and want to continue to be there. But boy, yeah, for the coaches, it gets a little stressful down the stretch here. It's just like just kind of tough it out, and see how many games you can win.
I imagine, though, when you talk recruiting, one thing that will help, even though you might be a little bit behind with that, is winning and getting to regionals and hopefully maybe a little bit further on might help a little bit with that, I guess.
It does. It helps you get the right kids. I think with kids today, though, it's interesting. Kids almost would rather play than win. And so the thing that we get on the recruiting trail against us is, well, look at what they have at this position. Look at what they have at that position. Look at this. You're never going to play there. And it's like, yeah, that's great, but you're going to win here. And if you do play, that means you had to beat somebody else, beat somebody out, which to me is what makes you better, is that competition. And so you have to get the right kids that can handle that competition and fight for their spots. And right now we have that, and hopefully we'll continue that.
Yeah, it seems like you're able to get kids that really buy into the system and buy into really the team concept of things.
Most importantly, yeah, the team concept and their roles and what they're great at. I think it's too many coaches go into don't do this, don't do that. We really are big on do this, do that. And if we say that enough, eventually that other stuff is eliminated. Now, with some kids, you just kind of have to eliminate it right away where it's, okay, that's enough. Let's just stop that. But with others, you just have to tell them what to do, and they just naturally eliminate their weaknesses.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us tonight, and good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you before the game on Saturday.
Thanks, Sean. That was a grinder. That was a good 20-minute one, huh?
You bet.
Through that. I had long answers, so didn't have to keep coming up with questions.
Yeah.
You did
great. You might be the guest of the weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Maybe the guest of the year.
Absolutely.
All right. That's Ben McCollum, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, as we've talked about, it's just really a fun time of year for not only the players and fans, but a fun time for us as well, covering teams like this Bearcat men's basketball squad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's something, too, about this regional tournament. If you get an opportunity to go up, you've got to go. I mean, it was fun in Kansas City, but one thing you kind of always have in the back of your mind is, you know, even if they don't win this, there's still more basketball. So when you get to a point where you're in the national tournament, every possession counts. Every dribble counts. I mean, everything is just amplified because it is, you lose, your season's done. So there's just a lot more on the line. And there's something a lot more entertaining about watching a good team participate in a regional tournament like this when there's just so much to it. So if you didn't get an opportunity to go up there last year, even if you did, get up there this year. You've got hopefully a few opportunities, but you know, Saturday afternoon would be a prime opportunity to get up there. It's a nice, easy drive, and like they talked about, it is. It's a tremendous facility, a really neat facility. It's kind of, even though it's a new facility, it's got an old-time feel to it. And so I think that's what really makes it neat and makes it a lot of fun to watch basketball there.
And, you know, when you talk about that as well, a lot of times coming out of the MIAA Tournament Municipal Auditorium, the great atmosphere down there, certain regional sites, it's almost a letdown when you get there just because you're on a campus site and sometimes a smaller gym or maybe a lesser type of atmosphere that you get there. But you're not going to get that this week in the Pentagon. It's a first-class place to come up and play some basketball. It's just the right size for Division II.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it holds noise real well, so when you're cheering for your team, you're going to be helping your team a lot more, you know. And you're right. It's almost call it a step across. You know, it's a newer facility, but it does have a great feel to it like Municipal does, even though Municipal's been around for years and years and has so much history. A little bit easier to park and get to at the Pentagon than maybe during the MIAA tournament with everything going on down there around Municipal the weekend of the tournament. So that's one thing to think of. It's a lot easier to just get right there. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's really out in the middle of nowhere, but it's kind of almost on an island out there, so it's easy to get to. You don't have to deal with a lot of traffic and things like that, so I think that adds to the enjoyment of it as well.
And if you can't make it up to Sioux Falls for this weekend, you can tune in to KXCV, KRNW. We'll have the broadcast of all the games, with the first one coming up on Saturday afternoon with Ouachita Baptist. We'll be on there at 2:10 with our pregame. It's a 2:30 tip-off, Northwest and Ouachita Baptist in the first round of the NCAA Division II Central Region. So keep your dial tuned to 90.5 and 88.9 for all the coverage of Bearcat basketball. Reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. For Mag Water, I'm John Coffey, and that's this edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.